Late last month, 14 defendants, all unauthorized immigrants, shackled and wearing black and white stripes, appeared in a crowded Maricopa County Superior Courtroom. They were there to change their pleas from non-guilty to guilty. Their crime? Using fraudulent Social Security numbers to work at a Tempe company that makes custom sports apparel. They were all arrested in February when Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies raided their workplace. They were each charged with multiple felonies for identity theft and forgery. The judge addressed them.
Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty, say the six defendants who are pleading at once. The plea deal lowered the charges to one Class 6 felony and means the defendants can get out of jail. But that felony charge could have severe consequences, says law professor Cesar Garcia Hernandez of Capital University Law School.
It means this individual is almost certain to be deported from the United States.
And most felons in the country illegally would be barred from ever gaining legal status under immigration reform proposals currently under review. In the past 5 years, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office says it's arrested more than 500 unauthorized immigrants at worksite raids on these felony charges. Those efforts are applauded by advocates for restricting immigration.
Very few places, none that I can think of, go after these serious crimes the way Arizona does, so Maricopa County in particular.
Mark Krikorian is with the Washington-based Center for Immigration Studies. He says generally outside of Maricopa County, these cases are only prosecuted if there's some other criminal activity involved. But he says a more proactive approach is necessary.
We must not be allowing illegal immigrants to steal people's identities without any consequences. It subverts the smooth functioning of a modern society.
But it's estimated that across the country, several million immigrants who lack legal status routinely resort to working with fraudulent Social Security numbers. It's the only way to get hired. Law professor Garcia Hernandez says it's ironic that Maricopa County continues to crack down on these workers when Congress is debating a solution that would allow them to work legally under their own names.
The people who are pleading guilty to these crimes are contributing to the United States in exactly the way that Congress wants them to. The only problem is that right now it's a crime to do what they're doing, and these individuals have the bad luck of getting caught and being prosecuted.
Meanwhile, some local defense attorneys are challenging the Maricopa County Attorney's authority to bring these criminal charges. They claim the evidence includes federal tax returns and employment forms that are in the federal domain. 38-year-old Luz Ruiz Rascon is fighting the felony charges against her. She was arrested by sheriff's deputies in August at her job packing vitamins in a warehouse, along with five coworkers. She says she never realized she could get in trouble for identity theft.
Siempre trabajé con mi nombre.
She says she used her real name, her real birthday, and even a valid Arizona ID to get her warehouse job 11 years ago. So far, the state hasn't shown the Social Security number she's accused of using belonged to a victim. Her lawyers are arguing the state's evidence against her is preempted by federal law and was illegally obtained without a warrant.
Pues es algo que se tiene que luchar contra ellos.
We must fight this, Ruiz Rascon says. She's been in jail for 9 months awaiting her trial. That's because in Arizona, unauthorized immigrants arrested for certain crimes can't get out on bond. Away from her family, Ruiz Rascon worries about her teenage son, who's fighting leukemia. But he also encourages her.
Mami, tú puedes.
He tells me, Mommy, you can do this, she says. She's motivated by the hope that if she can beat the charges, she can one day qualify for legal residency. Her lawyers are hoping their challenge will succeed and convince Maricopa County authorities to change their enforcement priorities. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Jaffe Block.